Hi. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the nuts and bolts of using the data window to perform data window queries. Before I go any further, as a prerequisite to really getting the most out of this podcast, you probably ought to listen to the data window overview podcast first. There's some info in there that you really need to have as a foundation before you'll be ready for this podcast. So let's get started. Let's talk about using the data window to run queries. One of the prerequisites that you have to have before you can use the data window to run a query is you have to have built a database first. So I'm going to assume that you have already listened to the Building a Database Nuts and Bolts podcast, and you followed along and you've taken 10 or 12 of your past performance data files and put them on a folder with matching XRD results files, and you have them sitting on that folder unzipped. And you've pointed the database builder at that folder, and you've run the database builder on that folder, and you've built a database. So picking up where I left off with that podcast, let's actually use the database, or let's actually use the data window to run some queries, and we'll talk about those queries. On the main module, I'm going to click the data window button, and that will cause the data window to open. And I'm going to click the folder icon. And I'm going to select C as my drive, 2007 as my folder. I select the folder by double-clicking the folder, and I select the drive by single-clicking the drive. And when I'm done with the nav tool, I can click anywhere in the data window outside of the nav tool, and that will cause the nav tool to go away. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run a query broken out by JPR rank. So in the factors dropdown, it's labeled select a factor. I'm going to open up that dropdown. I'm going to select JPR rank as my factor. Where is it? There it is. And I'm going to click the All button. And when I click the All button, I'm going to get a dialog box that shows all of the databases that are available to me on the pointed to folder. I'm going to click the PL profile TXT file, and I'm going to click the Open button on the dialog box. Querying database, please stand by. When the database has been queried, the data window will present output to you in the big text box. And what I'm going to do is just cover the different sections of that output. The top section shows columns for win, place, and show for every starter that is included in the query that you are running. And I see that I have a win percent of about 12% for win, about 24% for place, and about 36% for show. And I have a flat bet win ROI of about 0.76. That's pretty normal. That's what you would pretty much expect if you had put $2 to win on every single horse that is in that database. The next section shows the all starters in the database broken out by JPR rank. And if you have a large enough database and you use BRIS files, eventually what you'll discover is that the top ranked JPR horse wins just under 30% of its races and will give you a flat bet win ROI of about 0.91. But here, I've only got 10 files in my database, and I have a 32% win rate and an ROI of 0.96. But that's a little bit higher than what I could normally expect. If I had selected different cards, I would get different results. So the second section of the data window output, the second chunk there, shows you a breakout of what you selected in the factors dropdown. Scrolling down, the next section shows a breakout by odds ranges. And you'll get that every time you run a data window query. That's just a basic part of the program, and it lets you see at a glance what happens with your query under different odds ranges. The bottom section shows you a bankroll summary. This is what happens if you start with the starting bankroll in your user settings in the user system definition screen. If you take that starting bankroll and bet a given percentage of that bankroll on every play to win, what the data window does is it keeps track of that with every play that's part of the query and will show you an ending bankroll. It will also show you a high bankroll. And that summary, when you have created UDMs, can be very useful for giving you a feel as to what percentage of bankroll you should be betting on your UDM. Okay, what I want to do next is talk about some of the other settings in the data window, some of the other drop-downs that can help you make your data window queries. Let's talk about the tracks drop-down. If you open up that drop-down, you'll see that there are two selections. The top one is All Tracks, that's the default, and the bottom one is Select Track. If you want results for a single track, select the second one, Select Track. Then when you hit the All button, you are prompted for the three-character code, or the three-character file code, that represents the name of the track. In the database that I'm querying, I happen to know that I have cards for Saratoga, so I can enter SAR as my three-character track code, click OK, and then I am given the dialog box where I select my database, and when I hit the Open button, I run my query for that database, and when I get results back, the results that I get back only have data in them that came from the track that I selected. So if you want to run a data window query for a single track and you happen to have lots of tracks in your database, that's an easy way to do it. Right next to the tracks dropdown is a dropdown that says 999 divisor. In JCapper, what a divisor is, it's a number that you use to divide the field size to arrive at a minimum odds cutoff. For example, in a 12-horse field, if you divide 12 by 999, you get a result that is a really low odds cutoff. But if you open up that dropdown and instead of 999, you scroll down and you select 1.5 as your divisor, and you're looking at a 12-horse field, if you take 12 and divide it by 1.5, the result is 8. So when you run your data window query and the data window runs across a 12-horse field, it only reports horses that went to post at 8 to 1 or higher. Now the field size is adjusted for every race in the database. If the data window during a query runs across a 6-horse field and you have 1.5 selected as your divisor, then when the data window examines a 6-horse field, it will only include results for those horses that went to post at 4 to 1 or higher. And that's just one way to get it's actually kind of an interesting odds cutoff. To use a divisor. You can also select a minimum odds range. For example, if you select 9 to 2 min odds, then your data window query will only contain results for horses that went to post at 9 to 2 or higher. That In a nutshell, is the divisor dropdown. Right next to the divisor dropdown is a dropdown for surface. If you open up that dropdown, you can see that you can select dirt and turf. The asterisk or wildcard character, which is the default, refers to all surfaces. And in a nutshell, you can run a query simply by selecting D star. You can change your query from all surfaces to all dirt surfaces. Right next to the surface dropdown is a dropdown for distance. If you open up that dropdown, you will see that you have a number of different selections available for distance. Once again, star or asterisk is the wildcard character, which refers to all distances. You can select S for sprint, R for route, or you can select an individual distance. For example, if you select 7 as your distance, that equates to 7 furlongs, and results that are returned in the data window will only be for those horses that are running in 7 furlong races. Underneath the tracks dropdown is a class descriptor dropdown. If you open up that dropdown, you'll see class descriptor codes that are available to you. If you were to select M instead of all, then when you hit the all button, the results that are returned by the data window would only be for races that are maiden claiming races. Also, if you selected A and ran a data window query, the results that you would get back would only be for allowance races. Right next to the class descriptor dropdown is a dropdown that is initially set at no special filters. And by the way, anytime you mouse over a visual element in the data window and you leave the mouse cursor there, you'll get a little tooltip pop-up that'll tell you what that dropdown does. So if you want to use a preset filter as part of your data window query, what you would do first is open up the filter control dropdown and select apply special filters, and then go over to the special filter selection dropdown, open up that dropdown, and pick a preset filter. And there's about 700 different preset filters that you can select from. But in this case, I'm going to scroll down until I spot the clean filter. I wanted to point this one out, and I select clean, avoid dirty horses as my filter. In JCAPR, horses are designated as either clean or dirty. A clean horse has a good, strong workout pattern. It has been treated with proper race day medication, which in most cases is Lasix, and it doesn't have any negative equipment changes, such as blinkers on today. And it also, I mentioned clean horses have very strong workout patterns, as opposed to no works. And historically, clean horses have a significantly higher win rate and ROI than dirty horses do. A dirty horse is a horse that fails any of the tests that I previously mentioned. And by using the data window to run a query, you can see for yourself that clean horses typically outperform dirty horses. Next to the special filters dropdown is a dropdown that identifies a start range. When you select a factor from the factors dropdown, right now the data window is set to JPR rank, but if I select JPR class, or rather if I select JPR instead of JPR rank, then you'll notice that the start range and the interval change. What the start range is the lower range that is going to be displayed for your results. if I want to look specifically at, say, JPR when it's 80 or higher, I can open up this dropdown and select 80, and then I can go to the interval dropdown, and instead of intervals of 5 points, I can select 0.50. When I click the All button, and let's do that, and open up my database and run results, what I get back is my query broken out by JPR, and instead of the defaults, I start looking at horses where JPR is 80 or higher, and I look at it instead of 5-point intervals, I'm looking at it in intervals of half a point. So if I want to like zoom in and see some detail, I can change the start range and interval dropdowns to be able to zoom in and out of the data itself if I want to look more closely at what is going on. And that is sometimes really useful when I'm tuning my UDMs, especially when I have a large database and I have thousands and thousands of starters and I want to establish a cutoff for a UDM. I find that feature is really useful for nailing down exact cutoffs. Next to the interval dropdown is a dropdown for shippers. I can open up this dropdown and my selections are all horses, non-shipper, and shippers. So if I only want to look at horses shipping in from another track, I can do that simply by selecting shippers as opposed to all horses. I also have a drop down in the upper right hand corner of the data window that is set to hide individual plays. If I want to see each individual horse returned in my data window results, I can select Show Individual Plays, and that's what the data window will give me back. It'll give me a line that shows the odds, the finish position, the win place and show mutuals, the rider and the trainer, and the track and date and race number of each individual horse being returned in my data window results. That is just a brief description of all the visual elements that you see in the data window. And I use these elements typically with the All button when I want to just do some basic research. If I want to find out how clean horses do that are shipping in, broken out by JPR rank at, say, Saratoga at 7 furlongs, I can do that just by playing with the drop-downs in the data window. Now, if I want to make a more complex query, let's say I wanted to take that same query, but I wanted to use JPR ranks 1 through 3 and combine that with AFR rank 1 through 3, and I wanted to combine that with Workout Brilliance rank 1 or 2. If I wanted to do something like that, the elements in the data window don't really allow me to do that. So when I want to do that kind of thing, then I'm getting into the area of needing to create a UDM that will encapsulate all the parameters that I want to specify in a query like that. And that is really what JCapper is really good at. So when you want to get into that kind of detail for a query, the next step up is to actually create a UDM. And if you're interested in creating UDMs, I suggest you give a listen to the podcasts that are devoted to creating UDMs. But as far as this podcast, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the nuts and bolts of actually using the data window.